I'm Morris. I'm an addict. Hello, everyone. Thanks, Dean, for asking me to come and share. You know, welcome if you're new. Welcome if you're not new. You know, struggle can be the same or very similar. When Dean asked me to do this share, it was a couple of months ago, and I was like, you know, a couple of months, sweet, no problem. And then I get a text the other night, just laying in bed, you know, got in late from work and that, and then I get the text and I see it, but I just ignored it, yeah? I thought, nah. Right, and then I started thinking of all the excuses that I could come out with, like, not to come and do the share. And you know, that's kind of like how my thinking can be like that. But, you know, 20 minutes later, I took myself in there, just get down there, do it, you know, show up. That's what I've been taught to do, you know, like, that's what I've learned to do here, is to show up and do this stuff. Do you know, it's funny, I'm really tired. I had to get out really early this morning to go to work. Like, I was out about 6:15 this morning because we're going away tomorrow morning, and I had just so many things to do. And like, by like this evening, like, you know, I'm running on coffee and I'm tired. And like, I was talking to someone on the phone, and like, I'm doing the share on the phone, and I'm talking, you know, and like. And I'm sitting here now thinking, like, oh, there's no way I'm sharing that, do you know what I mean? Like, that's for sure, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But the reality is, a lot of the stuff I was talking about has kind of helped me in my journey, do you know what I mean? And you know, but the core of my recovery is coming here and try, you know, engaging in this stuff. You know, my journey here, like, was, or my journey to get here, was, you know, I suppose, was my best thinking, really, and in that, like, what I did in my life, in my addiction, landed me here. You know, it definitely wasn't a plan that I had. You know, I grew up on an estate, you know, pretty, you know, just a council estate, and everyone did had a puff, had a drink, and you know, I was a glue sniffer, you know, and I did everything everyone else did, you know, but not like everyone else. I couldn't stop. Once I started doing stuff, taking drugs, you know, I was gone, and you know, that gave me a lot of relief and a lot of fun in the beginning. You know, if I'm honest, it was, you know, in the beginning it was fun, but it didn't turn out to be fun in, you know, where I ended up. But you know, the you know, so but my journey really was taking drugs, selling drugs, not for money, but so that I could take more drugs. Kind of tells me a lot about myself. It wasn't about a pound note. I wanted to be in control of the supply, so that I could use the supply. And you know, and yeah, obviously I'm not a successful drug dealer because I'm obviously sitting here right now. You know, I wouldn't really be here if I was. But yeah, so my journey was like that. And you know, I picked up cocaine, I think, at 21, and then by the age of 24, I was taking heroin. And I remember the first time I took heroin. I remember it clear as day. I remember who got it for me. You know, I remember taking it, where I took it, and I remember that day, that it was the first day I took heroin. And from that day, for 20 years, I took heroin every fucking day. Do you know what I mean? I just swore, didn't I? Fuck it, you know what I mean? Don't worry, it's, you know, listen, I'm just me, you know what I mean? And they say that the more honest, the more people swear, the more honest they are, yeah? So fuck it, you know what I mean? Yeah? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. No, I am quite honest, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I would sit here and talk about my porn addiction, do you know what I mean? I don't care, do you know what I mean? Like, it did get me 6.5 years clean, do you know what I mean? Or it's helped me on my journey, you know what I mean? That's the reality, do you know what I mean? If you don't like the truth, you know what I mean? That's not my stuff, do you know what I mean? You know, eating at the moment's a big thing for me, you know what I mean? Like, and like, because I get a lot of comfort from it, do you know what I mean? And like, yeah, you know, I'll address that problem. But a day at a time, for 6.5 years, I haven't picked up, do you know what I mean? And like, so tell me I'm doing something wrong. Go and tell my fucking brothers and sisters and my mum, you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing something wrong, you know, because they don't see it like that, do you know what I mean? They see me clean, They see me working, I work for myself, I employ somebody, I run my own little business. Do you know what I mean? I pay my taxes, and I'm not saying to anyone else, you know, because I didn't when I first started in recovery, yeah? No one works for the in-name revenue here, right? Yeah? Okay. Right, okay. But, you know, I didn't. That's part of my journey, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the word, do you know what I mean, is for it, do you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not like a spiritual guru, you know. I did work for Cash in Hand. I do that, you know what I mean? But I also pay tax. I also pay my rent week in, week out. I do that stuff. And that stuff is what I got from here. And you know, coming here, you know, how I got here wasn't my doing. You know, it was an event. You know, it was someone dying from this disease that brought me here. You know, and it wasn't. I didn't think at the time, oh yeah, I'm going to go to my friend's funeral who's just died from a heroin overdose and find some of my friends that are in recovery now and ask them to help me and I'm going to get clean and have a wonderful fucking life. It just wasn't the picture I see. I see a couple of my friends at this funeral, at our friend's funeral. I asked them for help. I knew they were clean. I'd used with them. And I don't even know why I asked for help. I can't even sit here and honestly say why that came out of my mouth, but it did, thank God, and it did come out of my mouth, and they said to me, oh, that's all right, we'll take you to a meeting. Like, and I had no idea what Narcotics Anonymous was or any fellowships, none of it, you know, and I, you know, for once in my life, I did shut my mouth, and I listened, and they said, meet us on Tuesday at Great Portland Street, and I turned up, you know what I mean, and I didn't get clean at my first meeting. I was on 70 mils of methadone, I was injecting heroin and whatever, you know, the usual turnout, and they just said to me, keep coming to the meetings, go to a meeting every day, you know, so, you know, they marched with me, they took me, they showed me, they didn't tell me, they showed me what to do, and you know, I've grafted hard for my clean time. I went to meetings, I started reducing my scripts. I fucking worked hard, do you know what I mean? And I, you know, it took me, I think it was about 6.5 months to get my first clean day. And I remember I was, it was my birthday actually, 1st of April, I got my first clean day. And I can assure you that I did not plan that, you know what I mean? So my belly button and my clean day is on the same day. I think I kind of fucked that up, really. Do you know what I mean? Because you know what I mean. But, you know, but I'm not going to go back out there to change that. You know, that'd be fucking stupid, wouldn't it? But, I think you all agree, don't you? Really. I'm sorry about swearing. Well, I'm not really, but you know. Yeah, I swear a bit. I swear, my mum's 86, and when I'm talking to her about stuff, you know, they love to hear this stuff, right? They think it's like, just, it's the most, they love this fellowship. They've never been, and I have actually. My mum came to Brixton when Michael gave me my year. My mum came to Brixton. It was just amazing, you know. It was amazing to be able to, for her to see that, you know what I mean, after all the rubbish and the shit that I put her through and the rest of my family, you know. It was amazing actually thinking about it. Actually, that was, I think that was actually, getting my first year was like the best keyring I've picked up, you know. I mean, they're all good, but that one, as a memory, just, you know, having my mum there and, you know, her being the age she is and stuff like that for that is, it's just, that's just, that's a special memory for me. Just processing the feeling there. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. So, you know, I've lost myself. I've lost myself, but I'm free, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know, I'm sitting in front of you people. Some of you know, some of you I don't know. Do you know what I mean? But I do know this, you know what I mean? You're not sitting down here on a Friday night because you ain't got a fucking problem. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's the reality. I turn up here. My life's fantastic at the moment. I've got to tell you. It's amazing. And do you know why it's amazing? Because I come here and I do this stuff. You know, I... I, you know, I, I'm not saying I don't like doing it. Some days I'm tired and I don't want to do it, but you know, I do it, acknowledged. I do it. You know, I went to a meeting on Wednesday in Acton, and I haven't been sharing in meetings for like months, yeah? This is the second time I've shared in a meeting in about 6 months. Like, I really, like, I thought I was doing enough, you know? I wasn't acknowledging, like, stuff that happens in my life. I was just batting it off because I'm quite tough and I'm quite resilient and, I, you know, blah, 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 you know, whatever the defect that might be, do you know what I mean? yeah, you know, but I wasn't acknowledging it. And I went to a meeting on Wednesday and again, it reinforced to me exactly why I need to come to a meeting and share sometimes. I don't need to share all the time. I like to listen. I like to hear stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's important to hear stuff from people, get the identification. But I shared some stuff in this meeting and it was the right. It was the right place. You know, it wasn't anyone I really knew there. You know, it wasn't anything like, you know, out of this world. It was just some stuff. Do you know what I mean? And you know, but after the meeting, I just felt like, you know, again, that's it. I'm doing recovery. That's what I have to do. I have to do. Sometimes I tell myself I don't need to do this anymore. You know what I mean? I'm sweet. You know what I mean? I live in Primrose Hill. I've got money in my pocket. My bills are paid. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, what more do I want? Do you know what I mean? But I do understand and need to engage in this and take part, you know, like doing service, you know. Or I'm going to run them off because they're really important, do you know what I mean? You know, service, meetings, sponsors, steps, you know what I mean? Be fucking nice to yourself as well. I haven't been nice to myself. I work like a lunatic, you know what I mean? And I think that's part of the not sharing in meetings. You know, that's where I go to. I distract myself by going to work, you know what I mean, and staying at work. Some days I'm just like, I don't want to go home. I just don't want to go home, you know what I mean? And I'll go and do something, you know what I mean? How long, Dad? How long?
Three.
Three? I'll talk about myself now. 3 minutes. yeah. Do you know what? In the meeting on Wednesday when I shared, at the end of what I was sharing, it came back to gratitude. It, you know, and I'm grateful for the people I have in my life. I'm grateful that I'm clean. I am grateful to NA. I'm not a hater of NA. I work an NA program and, you know, and that's what I do. I wouldn't say I'm a purist, but I would say I'm a purist, you know what I mean? I'm kind of like, I love NA, do you know what I mean? I come here, this is where they give me my life back, and if I can do something for someone else, you know, I will, but not to the detriment of my own recovery. I'm learning, you know, I'm still learning in recovery. I was speaking to someone the other night, and they were saying about, you know, being X amount of years in, that the struggle is still there. It just doesn't involve drugs, but, you know, and I got it, and I see, like, because my problems have changed, you know what I mean, from, like, getting and finding, you know, ways and means to get drugs. Now, it it's coming up in other departments, so I'm learning, I'm going with this, I'm learning, you know, and getting this is graft. You know what I mean? If you think you're getting this for free, yeah, this is the truth, yeah. You ain't, yeah. Right? You have to put the fucking work in, yeah. And if you don't, then you'll get what you got. You know what I mean? You'll just have what you have. You know, I believe I really put effort into my recovery. You know, and I reap the benefits of that. And so do my family. So do my friends. So does my community. You know, so my neighbours, they love me now, you know what I mean? Like, they, do you know what I'm saying? Like, but that is all part of this, you know what I mean? All come from this, you know. So grateful is an understatement. I am grateful. I hope it speaks in my actions, what I try to put back into the fellowship, try to put back into my life, into my friends, family, you know, I do put effort in, and I'll keep grafting. I'm a grafter, you know. Yeah, I think I've shared enough. So thanks for letting me share. Cool. Thank you.